The name is Michael Shane. Occupation, private detective. Residence, Miami, Florida. But will work anywhere. Anywhere there's excitement and adventure. This week's episode took place in Miami, Florida on February 25th, 1953.
The Adventures of Michael Shane, presented by the American Broadcasting Company, starring Vinton Hayworth, and based on the best-selling detective story character created by Brett Halliday. And here to tell you about this week's episode is Michael Shane.
Hooves pounding through the night. There rides a vicious, fiery white horse. Nostrils spouting flame. Sharpened hooves pounding a staccato tattoo of misery and pain. Wild-eyed, he promises pleasure. But the only pleasure that comes from riding this steed is the sweet release of death. For this horse bears the name of the queen of narcotics, heroin. Oh, hi, Lucy. See, you got here in time.
Yeah. Hurried over as soon as I got your call. What's up?
I don't know. Inspector Gavin called, told me to grab you and hurry over here to the hospital as fast as we could. Did you bring your notebook?
Yeah, and pencils. My shorthand may be rusty, though.
No, we'll get by. Here's the room, 431.
Hi, Mike. Lucy, come on in.
Hi, Inspector. What have you got behind the screen?
Little guy named Klein owns the candy store on your street.
Oh, yeah, I know him. What's wrong?
Knife wound. He's lucky to be alive.
Oh, who did it?
That's it. He won't tell us. He wants to talk to you. Come on, Mike, let's go.
And me?
Yeah, you come, too. Here you are, Mr. Klein. You wanted to see Michael Shane, and this is Lucy Hamilton, his secretary.
How are you, Mr. Klein?
I'm in the hospital. How can I be? Sick?
And they don't like you to talk too much either, Mr. Klein. Only about what happened.
I'm going to talk about what happened, but you got to get out of the room first.
Now look, Mr. Klein, you can't shove the police department.
I'm a very sick man. Don't upset me, please. I want to talk to Mr. Shane alone. The girl can stay, too. You're a very nice girl. How come you're not more tan?
Well, I don't get out in the sun much.
It's very healthy for you. Look at me. I'm tan all over. Take my advice. Get out in the sun. So, Inspector, what are you waiting for?
All right. I'm going.
Goodbye.
I'll see you outside, Shane.
Dr. Stettner, please report to...
What happened to you, Mr. Klein?
Well, first, Mr. Shane, I don't want the police should arrest the boy who hurt me. Not unless you feel they got to, when you find out why.
Well, you know he nearly killed you.
But I'm alive.
You know who he is?
Yeah, I know who he is. It's my son.
Huh?
Yes. Yes, Mr. Shane. My boy, Ralph. You know him. You met him. Tell me, you think he could do such a thing? 17, a baby. Yeah, a baby with a knife, Mr. Shane. You believe he would try to kill his own father? Mr. Shane, I lie here in bed. I make jokes all the time. I make jokes, but inside I want to be dead.
Do you have any ideas, Mr. Klein, why he could have done this?
Who knows? Who knows what goes on in the mind of a boy? I think he's sick somehow. Sometimes he comes home sad, not talking, tired. I say, this is not my boy. My boy is a happy one. Then he goes to his room. When he comes out, he's happy again. But this is not my boy either, because it's a sick happiness. He laughs at everything I say. I say, business is bad. He laughs. I say, maybe it's going to rain today. He laughs. Mr. Shane, sad, happy, this is not my boy. What terrible sickness must a boy have to try to kill his father?
What What happened, Mr. Klein?
He comes home and asks me for money. I gave him a dollar. He says it's not enough. I give him $2. He says still not enough. I tell him he should work. He'll have enough. He tells me I'm no father. He gets mad. Puts a knife into me. Mr. Shane, what happened to my son?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Klein, but I'll try and find out for you.
Why should a boy, 17, need so much money? $100, he said. And he wouldn't tell me what for.
Well, do you have any ideas?
No. He got mad once. I took a phone message for him.
Oh, what sort of a message?
Nothing. Nothing to get so mad about. A man called and said he wanted to see him right away.
Well, the man's name, do you remember it?
No, I don't know. Rogel, Rachel, I think. Something like... Yeah, Rogel.
Rogel.
Yeah, you know the man, Mr. Shane?
No. Now, don't you worry. We'll see what we can do. Now, you take care of yourself, Mr. Klein.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Shane.
Oh, forget it.
And you get tan, young lady. It's better you should be healthy.
Well, I'll try, Mr. Klein. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mike. Who's Rogel?
Narcotics, Lucy.
Oh.
Used to be a dope pusher. Mm. Supposed to be going straight now. Owns a funeral parlor.
Mike, you think the boy...
Yeah. Oh. Hooked. Rogel must be in business again. Get them while they're young. Once they're on the hook, let them squirm, try and get off. That's no good. And the symptoms the old man described. The kid's emotional highs and lows. His crazy laughing. Yeah, it all ties in.
Yeah. Where are we headed for now?
To a funeral, Lucy. To a funeral. You meet all sorts of unsavory characters in this kind of business, but you reserve a special section of hate and vengeance inside of you for one particular type. The filth of the underworld, who make their living from the misery of others, a misery they've created. The dope peddlers, the pushers, who make hopheads, junkies, bums, out of thrill-seeking kids. You head up Alton Road across the Fifth Street Causeway, and soon you're at Rogel's funeral parlor.
Mike, no one's here.
Someone must be around. Let's look. Oh, there's a door. Let's see where it goes to.
Well, bye. Hmm? Let's come back some nice sunshiny day.
Come on, Lucy, let's get it over with now. Come on.
Come in. Ah, come in, my friends. Come in and sit down.
Thanks. Your lights need fixing. It's too dark in here. Or are you ashamed to have people see your face, Rogel?
Oh? Say, I remember you.
You should, Rogel. We've tangled before.
Yeah. Mike Shane. What do you want? What are you looking at?
You, Rogel. I thought you went straight.
So? What do you think I'm doing in this business? What do you think I'm in it for, laughs?
No. Cover.
Cover? For what? You're crazy, Shane. I'm straight.
Like a corkscrew. You're back in business, aren't you, Rogel?
Yeah. The funeral business.
I mean dope. Narcotics. Morphine, marijuana, heroin. Name the rottenness, Rogel, and I'm sure you have it.
Proof?
Not yet. But I'll get it.
Is that what you came here to tell me?
No.
Then what are you doing here?
Came here to tell you to lay off a kid by the name of Ralph Klein.
Never heard of him.
You're a liar.
You heard what I said. I don't know the kid. I don't know anything.
I don't know anything yet either. I'm starting to look. When I find what I'm looking for, Rogel, I'm going to haul you in one hand tight around your neck.
I'm scared. You gave me a warning, Shane. Now I'm going to give you one. Don't try pinning anything on me, or you won't live long enough to bet on tomorrow's first race at Gulfstream.
Don't bet on horses, Rogel. Just human beings.
You know something, Shane? There ain't none. They're all crawling little bugs, fit for nothing except to be stepped on.
Keep your philosophy, Rogel. I'll keep mine. Let's get out of here.
ready, Mike.
Remember what I told you, Rogel.
Don't worry, Shane. I'll never forget. Not as long as you live.
Call it instinct. Call it whatever you want. You're sure Steve Rogel is hip-deep back in the dope racket. But you need proof. Proof to send him away to kill the source of supply. How to get that proof? He didn't talk. Maybe the kid will. It's time you talk to the old man's son, Ralph Klein. You start off at the candy store on your street. It's closed. A few questions bring you a few answers. Ralph Klein has been spending his spare time in an empty store three blocks up the street. You drive up there and find a crudely lettered sign propped up in the glass doorway.
A social club. Doesn't look very social to me, Mike.
Well, don't judge a book by its cover, that coin of phrase.
Yeah, who is it?
Ralph Klein in there?
Who wants it?
Friend of his.
Yeah? Who?
Tell him Mike Shane.
Go away.
I want to come inside and talk to you.
I don't want to talk to you.
Would you rather talk to me or the police?
Who's the girl?
Lucy Hamilton, my secretary.
Hi.
Mind if we come in? Social club. Broken down chair. Record player. Couch. Who pays the rent here? Rogel?
Never heard of him.
Is that what he told you to say if anybody asked?
I never heard of him. Never heard of him. Never heard of him. Now get out of here and leave me alone.
What are you afraid of? Maybe he won't sell you any more dope?
I don't know what you're talking about. Just leave me alone.
What are you on, Ralph? Morphine? Marijuana? Heroin?
Nothing. Get out of here before I...
Before you what, kid? I'm not your father. I'm not an old man.
He ratted on his own son.
No, he didn't. More of a man than you are, kid. He didn't tell the police anything. He just spoke to me. He told me to protect you. He didn't ask if I thought you deserved it. He's your father.
You're through. Get out of here and leave me alone.
I'll leave you alone. In just a minute. Come here.
What do you want? What do you want from me?
Just this.
Your arm, I
want to
take a look at it.
Oh, no, go and let me go.
I thought
Daddy's
got a knife.
I see it. Now, will you be a good boy? Come here, Lucy. Take a look at this.
Needle holes. Needle holes in his arm.
Yeah, needle holes. You can go now, kid. I've seen enough. You're on heroin, aren't you? The big horse, in the veins, a mainliner. You're hooked, aren't you, kid?
Come on. So are you? Who do you think you are telling people how they can live?
And you're living, kid. Think so? A charge makes you happy? Real gay?
Yeah, yeah. Happy, really.
So happy you nearly killed your father?
I told him I ain't getting up.
Did you tell him what for?
He wouldn't understand.
Understand what, Ralph? Tell me. See if I understand how wonderful a thing can be. So wonderful that you'd even kill to get it. Kill your own father. An old man who figures his profit in pennies. How many pennies does it take to make up a castle of heroin, Ralph?
Lots of pennies. But he has money.
Yeah. I'm sure he's very rich. That's why he runs a candy store.
Listen, I need money to get what I want. My father has money for it, so he's rich. Whether it's $10 or $100, $1,000 or $1,000,000, if you have enough money to buy what you want, you're rich. If you don't, you're poor. And I don't want to be poor because there's things I want to buy. There's things I got to buy.
Half of heroin, Ralph?
Heroin, happiness, call it whatever you want.
So you think you're buying happiness. Do you know what you really feel? Can you explain it to me?
Sure. Yeah, sure. You're a kid, see, like any other. You do everything every other kid does. But inside of you, always there's something that tells you you're different. Somehow you're different. Maybe you're even better than the others, only nobody knows it except you, see? Then one day you're leaving school. A guy comes over to you. He gives you some cigarettes. Free. people, you know what they are. You've heard about them. First, you're afraid. Nobody's going to say you're afraid, so you try them. But you get sick, you get real sick. And you wonder, what's the big deal? And then it happens. The charge hits you. You start floating. Big, you're a big man. Oh, you're so big. You know you're big. Your friends know you're big. The sun shining, the great big ball of a sun is just shining.
Nice.
Now you're part of the world. You're as big as Eisenhower, as important as the King of England. Oh, man, man, man.
But you left marijuana, Ralph. You went on to heroin.
After a while, you smoke enough, you don't get the charge, you need more. So the man who comes to the candy store, to the school, he says, try horse, kid. You're ready for the big time, heroin. Big horse. Big white horse, carry you anywhere on his back. Like 7-league boots. No time, no space, no place you can't be. No one better than you, he says. You try again. Again you get sick. And then the charge hits. You're on the back of this big white horse, see? It'll take you anywhere. Gallop, gallop, gallop. Shiny white horse. You're like a knight in armor.
And you're hooked. You've got to have more.
Yeah, all the time more.
And then you've got to take your charge in the vein, the main line.
The main line. Man, man, man. Fly. Fly on the back of that white horse.
But if you don't get it...
Oh, you gotta get the stuff. Oh, don't you see? You got to.
Oh, but if you don't...
If you don't, then... That white horse, he crawls inside you. His hooves are sharp. He rides around inside of you, tearing you to pieces with his hooves. He just tears pieces right out of you. Cuts you inside.
And it hurts.
It kills you. Kills you like no pain ever was before. Sharp and terrible, like there's a knife inside of you trying to cut its way out. Stab, and it cuts and it hurts. Even when you scream out loud, the pain doesn't go away. You think maybe after a while I'll get used to this. It won't hurt so much. But you're wrong. The pain always comes back, and each time it comes back stronger and stronger. Break out in a sweat, and each drop's like a drop of acid burning its way through you. Palms of your hands feel as though hundreds of tiny needles are stuck in them. They just won't come out. You try to rub them, start the blood moving again. But you just can't stand anything touching you. You want to tear your clothes off. You want to run away anywhere. You can't run away from that pain. It's with you wherever you go. It's in your body, in your brain, every breath you take. Now, could my old man understand that? Could I tell him that? Could I tell him how I have to have the stuff?
And you need it so bad you'd even kill to get it.
Kill, cheat, steal, lie, anything. I gotta. Oh, do you understand? Do you understand?
Yeah. Yeah, kid, I understand. Ralph, there's a federal hospital in Lexington, Kentucky.
What are you talking about? The junkie ward? Is that what you're talking about? You want me to kick this stuff? You want to take the horse away from me? Oh, you don't know. You don't know.
That's where you're wrong, my friend. I do know. You see, Ralph, crooks are my business. I've seen guys like Rogel come to move into a district and turn a bunch of kids like you into thieves, hoods, gunmen. Just because they've got you hooked.
So
I've seen these kids end up in the electric chair, the gas chamber, and the lucky ones. All because they were riding on the back of that same white horse you're on. Now, Ralph, you've got to take your choice. How are you going to end up?
Mister, what choice do I have? What choice? Do
think it's easy to get off the back of that horse once you're on? Mister, I know when I feel a pain ripping inside of me. I gotta stop, and I'm not strong enough. I feel a pain, I say, no, I don't want it. But I need it, and I'm afraid of it at the same time. I know I take the shot, the pain goes away. I know every time it goes away, soon it'll come back. Come back stronger than ever. It'll take a bigger shot, a bigger jolt to stop the pain. I'm scared. I'm just a kid, and I'm scared. I hate it, and I love it. I don't want it, but I need it. I can't afford it, but I get it. Mister, what happens to kids like me?
That depends on you. If you're strong enough, you can lick it.
And if you're not strong enough, mister, if you're like me, what do? You die, go crazy?
People who believe in you can make you strong.
Believe in... Who believes in me? Who can believe in a junkie?
Your father believes in me. I could believe in you. Do you want to fight it, kid? Do you want to make the break? Now, what'll it be?
It'll be what
I tell him.
Mike, Michelle, how do you...
How did I get in here?
Through that door, quietly. Quietly, like I do everything.
No.
Don't move for a gun, Shane, or I'll drop you now. Did you tell him anything, Ralph?
No, I didn't tell him anything, Mr. Rougeau. Nothing.
Good. You're a good boy, Ralph. You're proud of your handiwork, aren't you, Rose?
Sure, real proud. And this here, Ralph, he's my boy. Do anything I tell him to, won't you, Ralph? Won't you, Ralph?
Yes, Mr. Rougeau.
Yes, Mr. Rougeau. Because he knows if he says no to anything I say, he gets no more of the stuff. He doesn't get to ride that big white horse anymore. Isn't that right, Ralph?
Yes, Mr. Rougeau.
Yes, Mr. Rougeau. You see how well trained he is, Shane? Just like a puppy dog. Just like a little puppy dog. Huh, Ralph? Show him. Show him how you like a puppy dog, yeah, huh? Bark. Bark for them, Ralph.
Mr. Rougeau.
I said bark.
Mr. Rougeau, please don't make me...
Bark, junkie, bark.
Mr. Rougeau.
Bark! Louder. Louder, puppy dog.
Please, Mr. Rougeau, please.
Louder or no more, horse. That's a good puppy dog. Easy, Lucy.
Now, puppy dog, pick up that knife from the floor.
Come on, fast.
What do you want me to do, Mr. Roger?
Take it.
Yeah?
Now, that's Mike Shane in front of you. You know why he's here? He wants to take you off the stuff. No more shiny white horse to ride. Now, I'm going to stand here and watch you cut him to pieces. Teach him a lesson. Teach him not to try and take your horse away from you.
Listening to your master's voice, Ralph, you thought you were escaping when you took dope. It made you feel like a big man, a real big man. But if Rougeau tells you to bark, you bark. If he tells you you're a snake, you crawl. If he tells you you're a rat, you squeak. If he tells you to kill, you kill. Do you kill?
Mr. Rougeau, please listen.
Come on, puppy dog, come on! Or no more charge for you, no more high flying. Get to work on him with that knife.
Yeah, like you did on your father, Ralph. Kill him, kill me, kill whoever Rougeau tells you to. Sure, you'll be unhappy when you don't have a charge thinking about it. But Rougeau will give you more and more until you're dead, shot, killed, or crazy. And all for what, Ralph? Did you really get that much happiness from this stuff?
No!
Don't listen to him, puppy dog! Cut him! Cut him with a knife!
No!
Get away from me!
No!
Get away from me with that knife! Are you crazy?
Crazy! Yeah, I'm crazy! Crazy! I don't want that horse! I don't want him killing me! You!
You turned him loose in me. You.
Get away.
You.
You. Get away.
Did he hit you, kid?
No.
Give me the knife.
Here, take it. Did I kill him?
Let me see. No. Now he's still alive.
I'm sorry. No, I'm glad. I'm not a puppy dog. Nobody's puppy dog.
Lucy? Put the phone outside. Call Gavin over here.
Right, Mike.
It's gonna be rough, kid. Hard to get out of the habit.
Yeah, I know, I know. I'll pray to make me strong enough to do it. Do you think God listens to prayers of guys like me?
I don't see why not. He helps anyone who wants to be helped.
Mr. Sheehan, do you think I can see my father before I go away?
Sure. And you know something? He'll be real glad to see you. In a little while, Gavin comes, tight-lipped, angry. You know something he doesn't. But soon as he knows as much as you about Rochelle, his dope ring, how the high school kids were trapped. Gavin's not too gentle as he hauls Rochelle away to the prison ward in the hospital. You and Lucy go back to visit Mr. Klein in the hospital. Ralph standing next to you. Ralph smiles at his father, tells him he's sorry. He's going away for a while, and everything will be fine when he comes back. You look at the smile and notice how hard it is. And you know it's because somewhere inside of that boy, a white horse with sharp hooves is hurting him inside.
The American Broadcasting Company has presented The Adventures of Michael Shane. Be with us again next week at this same time over these same ABC stations for another exciting episode in The Adventures of Michael Shane, starring Vinton Hayworth as Shane and Dorothy Donahue as Lucy. Others in this week's cast were Dick York, Louis Sorin, Rock Rogers, and George Petrie. This week's adventure was written by Louis M. Hayward. Music was arranged and conducted by Joe Viviano. The Adventures of Michael Shane, based on the best detective story character created by Brett Halliday, is a Berrien Enright production in association with ABC and comes to you from New York.